listening to all of that. Matete Tulare, the head of foreign exchange execution at RMB. And when they said foreign exchange execution, I didn't think they'd mean kill it. But my goodness gracious me, a collapse in the rand, sharply down against the pound, about 7%, 6% against the euro, 4% against the dollar, on a day, Matete, where we should have seen a surge in the value of the currency, as the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, said it was going to slow down on interest rate hikes. We were poised for a very good day on the currency market, and then all this nonsense happened.
And also, happy Thursday, please, but I suppose also we were seeing some good numbers out of China, and we're expecting at least the rand to go to 1680. But as with any day in financial markets, you never know where things are going to land up. So obviously, we've seen the rand weaken more than 4% against the dollar. I suppose it's really as markets wait for clarity on the position of President Ramaphosa, especially after the report last night finding, obviously, that he may have violated the Constitution. I mean, if you think about it, this is the biggest one-day loss since November 2016. So it really, the reversal that we've seen today marks a stark contrast to the market reaction that we saw in November 2017 and February 2018 when Ramaphosa came into power, and that helped fuel a 27% rally in the rand, obviously on the back of the reform agenda and obviously the boost in confidence that the market had had. And, you know, after today we saw the rand touching 1788, but also remember 2022 highs are 1844, whilst the all-time high for the rand is 1935, which is obviously the levels that we touched at the height of COVID. But I suppose if you think about December, it's another rattlesnake time for the rand in December. I mean, 2015, we and the 9th of December, we had Menegate. Today, on the 1st of December, 2022, we have another situation.
Cancelled December. Cancelled December.
So it's all about political uncertainty at this point in time, right? So I suppose it is rising, and really markets hate uncertainty, especially given the fact that on the 16th to the 21st of December, we're expecting the ANC's elective conference, and markets had, you know, somewhat priced in, especially on the back of the nominations that we saw last week. You know, we had really priced in the fact that, you know, it would be another second term for the president. But as I said, everything has now turned, and obviously, you know, the cats have been thrown amongst the pigeons.
Thank you, Matete Tulare, this evening, head of foreign exchange execution at RMB.